ハロー、This is Ryokyu Endos Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that your heart will be full of joy, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Continuation of the Amitāya Sutra. After the Ananda praised Shakyamuni Buddha in five different way of expression. After that, what he said is that all the Buddhas in the past, present and future, Buddha and Buddha, be mindful of each other. Well, this is a very interesting sentence. And in some way, it is important part. Well, it's, I repeat again, the present, the Buddha in the past, present, future. All Buddhas are being mindful to Buddha each other. It sounds like a code as usual, isn't it? Ananda is saying that now Shakyamuni Buddha was in mindful with the great spirit of the universe and unified with the great spirit of the universe, and that's why the light of the great spirit of the universe are reflecting to a Buddha, as the existence of Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. Yes, we have some kind of images in Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching that Shakyamuni Buddha just meditate or be philosophical and didn't teach about the great spirit of the universe. However, there's one sentence that Shakyamuni Buddha said. This is one of the oldest Buddhist sutra, which has been said that this is the original words of the Shakyamuni Buddha. He said, he taught in this sentence that be mindful to Tathagata. Tathagata means the great spirit of the universe. And in this Amitāya Sutra, it is written that all the Buddhas are being mindful to Buddha and unified each other. Which means Shakyamuni Buddha was mindful to the great spirit of the universe and unified with it. And not only Shakyamuni Buddha, but all the Buddhas in the past, present, future. And what will happen by experience the unification with the great spirit of the universe is new yourself. One day, when the great spirit of the universe start facing you and start unified with you, and at the same time, you feel that something heavy dropped off. The pains you had carried, the suffering you had carried, those things, those heaviness, sensation will be dropped off, and you realize that your new self. It's like you feel you reversed. You feel warmth, you feel relaxed, you feel peace, and you feel like you are looking at the bright ocean. The peaceful feeling will be replaced instead of the pain. And the heaviness of your mind and body. By receiving the unification with the great spirit of the universe and a clear sensation of the you, your new rebirth, something refreshed. The refreshment of the existence. Then you start understanding the meaning of the what the rebirth in the Bible. The famous story of the rebirth in the Bible is 3 days after the death of the Jesus. And before his rebirth, he had to experience so much suffering on the cross, crucified. And you understand that it is a symbol of the death of the ego and the new rebirth of your spiritual self. Well, Meister Eckhart, the one of the representative of the mystic Christianity in the Middle Ages, he even says that every moment that your heart produced Jesus is a new rebirth. Every moment will happen. And this is another meaning of the nothing is permanent. May your heart and body will rebirth and discover the warmth of the great love that you start producing every moment, and the joyfulness springs out. May your heart is as you're standing on ocean, the bright ocean, the ocean of the illuminating the light.